Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, Dr. Bloom finished with study of verses 6 through 9. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 13 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready. As we continue in our study of 2 Timothy, we're in chapter 3, and today we'll start looking at verse 10 and continue on through verse 13 over the next couple of weeks. And we're going to look at how to build the Christian life during this time. So I hope that you'll follow along, have pencil and paper, and just be ready to get involved as quickly as you can. Also, I want to encourage you about some of the radio stations on which we are heard. First of all, we're heard on many of the radio stations of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. As a matter of fact, our church has a radio station that is a part of their network of stations, and we are thankful for the great work the Fundamental Broadcasting Network does. And I would encourage you to go to their website and look it up, fbnradio.com, and see if you can find a church, or should I say a radio station, near you. And I would encourage you to listen to that 24/7. Now, we also are heard at VGAF. You say, what is that? Well, that's in Pohnpei, way out there in the Pacific Islands. And we're listening to there as well. We appreciate that little island community and those people out there in the Pacific that are listening to us. Then there is the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Oh, I tell you what, St. John's, Antigua, Barbados, and on down. We could talk about the various ones there. We have a couple very faithful listeners on there, and I just really appreciate that ministry out there in the islands. We'd love to hear from some of those people, and I'm not saying send us a monetary gift. Just let us hear from you and let us know that you're hearing our broadcast if you're in any of these areas that we've mentioned so far. And then we're on Gospel Radio 90.3 FM in Haines City, Florida. Boy, what a tremendous station that is. With the people at Landmark Baptist College and church there under Dr. Mickey Carter. What a great church, great college that is. And people are so nice to us, and we appreciate every time we hear from folks in that area. And from time to time, I have the opportunity at least once a year to go into that area to speak. And I just thoroughly enjoy my time when I'm down there, and I'd encourage you to listen to them as well. Now, if you're in the Ocala area, you can hear us at WTYG. Now, I prefer to listen to 107.1 on my FM dial. We're actually on two dials there. It's 107.1 and 91.5. And through both those dials, I can listen to radio station. Now, there's a lot of technical things involved with that, and I don't know them all, so I'm not going to try to explain that to you. But I know that we're part of the FBN stations. We've got some of our own programming that we use. And you can listen to us online if you're not near a good, solid Christian radio station. You can listen to our radio station at www.wtygfm.org. And, oh, we'd love for you to listen and listen 24/7. And let us hear from you. We love hearing from our listeners. And so I hope that you'll do that. We'd appreciate it so very much. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get right into the study now of the Word of God in 2 Timothy. chapter 3. And now we want to look at verses 10 through 13. And I'm going to spend quite a bit of time here in verse 10 before we move on to the next three verses. But I want to lay a good foundation here about building the Christian life. So let's follow as we read verses 10 through 13. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured! But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They're deceived themselves. Well, that's quite a thing there. Now, we had finished verses 7 through 9 in our last broadcast that taught us that religion will fail you. Many times in a tragedy, a crisis of life, people turn to religion, and too often it is a feelings-based, outside the truth of Scripture, religion. Yes, even in many of our so-called Christian churches. And then as we look on to the rest of the chapter, we see that righteousness will free you. Now in verses 10 and 11, we see that the roaring lion will fight you. But then we also see in verses 12 and 13, right direction will furnish you. Then in verses 14 through 17, it just gives us that direction. Now, as one reads verse 10 of our text, he begins to wonder, how in the world will these things free me? Well, that's a good question. Then you see verse 11, and it does not sound like things that we would really want to have. Persecutions, afflictions, and on he goes about his persecutions. Well, I tell you what, that's not what we want to hear. That's not what things that we look forward to. And then in verses 12 and 13, he says, if you're going to live godly, you're going to be persecuted. And it's only going to get worse. And so as you look at those two verses, wow. And you wonder, how in the world is this good for me? Well, we want to look at building this Christian life, but I want to lay a foundation. So first of all, we go to verses 12 through 16 of Romans chapter 6. Now I'm using this partially as a foundation to see our deliverance. Now listen very closely as I read from Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, because really, what I'm reading here, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, this calls on you for personal responsibility. You have personal responsibility in these things, just like I do. A saved person, this is personal responsibility, and personal responsibility means that we have accountability to God one day at the judgment seat of Christ. So in Romans chapter 6, verse 12, we read, let not sin, therefore, reign, that is, be king, have control. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, the body we live in right now, that ye should obey it in the lust, that is, the desires thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Don't yield to temptation, in other words, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now just think about that. Your members, speaking of your body, an instrument of righteousness unto God. Even the very deportment of our lives our bodies, how we even dress our bodies, ought to honor our God, not to stir the desires of the flesh. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Now, do you see that sin, lust, instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, shall not have dominion over you? And then it's followed by the reason why. And listen to those words as to the why. He says there, for ye are not under the law. Now, the law does address these very things. But he says, but you're not under the law, but under grace. That shows us that grace, liberty, is the opposite of sins and lust and the things of unrighteousness, the things of the flesh. Grace is the opposite of that. It is not freedom to the flesh. And that takes us into verse 15 here of Romans 6. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Who forbids? God forbid. Have you ever heard people say, we're not under the law, so why all the standards? You legalist? Well, this statement clearly from the New Testament book of Romans clearly states, God forbid. In Romans 3 and verse 8, the apostle says, and not rather, as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come. And this is added, whose damnation is just. You see that this clearly rejects liberty as being applied to the flesh instead of the spirit. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, understand, at salvation, when you receive Christ, you also at that moment receive the Holy Spirit of God. For example, 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, by one Spirit, we are baptized into the body of Christ, talking about that Spirit baptizing us into his body. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, if any man, doesn't matter who it is, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So if a person is without the Spirit, he's not saved. Now, that's a clear statement of Romans chapter 8. I don't have to stretch that at all. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.